getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show here on the radio once again for another week. And actually, you could be listening to us on things other than a radio, your computer, your iPad, your smartphone, your tablet of some sort, whatever, because we're all over the place now, broadcasting on actual radio and webcasts and podcasts and streams and all kinds of good stuff. Technology is amazing. You can now find great music. Whether you're looking for old-time music or rock and roll music or classical music, you can find all kinds of it everywhere. So I'm glad you're with us here on another edition of the Oompa Hour. Let's just launch things right out of the chute with Albert Mikesh. Here's the Hopeless Polka. I don't know, did not sound hopeless at all to me. That was some very fine accordioning there from Albert Mikesh and the band with the Hopeless Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yes, it's an entire another hour of great old-time music from genuine phonograph records. We don't play any digital music on this show. These are all real records here, like this one from the New Yorkers. You may recognize this a little bit. It's the Get Me to the Church on Time Polka. There you go. Get me to the church on time. The New Yorkers here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Great old-time music all hour here on the show. And we're glad you're hanging out with us today. Can you believe this? We're well over halfway through September here. It's not going to be that long. We're going to be heading into October already, which I'm kind of looking forward to. First of all, I love the fall. Best time of the year. I like it a little cool and crisp. I don't really care much for winter. And spring is okay, but it's very mushy and squishy, and yeah, I'm not into all that, but I love the fall. And I'm also especially excited because just yesterday, in fact, I discovered a brand new Halloween-themed record that just happens to be a polka. And I'm looking forward to playing it sometime next month. So I'm not going to tell you any more about that, but I was pretty excited to find it because I didn't even know the record existed. And it's actually by a comic artist who was very popular in the 50s and did a monster-themed polka record that is perfect for the Oompa Hour when we get closer to Halloween. We may even play it a couple of times during the month of October. So look forward to that because I've already got it ready to roll so I don't forget about it. But it's because there's not a lot of really great Halloween-themed polka music out there. But I stumbled on one, and we'll talk about it next month. In the meantime, Eddie Zima and the orchestra, here's the Polka Jamboree. Eddie Zima and his orchestra, Polka Jamboree, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show where we do nothing but sit here and spin actual records on the show today. And, like we do every week, actually, it's all we do is play actual phonograph records here on the show. Sometimes I'm challenged by people, now you're playing some CDs. No, I'm not. And it is entirely possible, by the way, that you are able to purchase records from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, from all the various bands that came out before there were CDs, and their albums and stuff have been reissued on CDs and downloads. That does happen. And I know that because I've been to like Molly B from the Molly B Polka Show on RFD TV. She's got a store now where she sells music that other than hers and the Squeezebox Band and whatnot. And I see that some of those albums are albums I have that are 30 or 40 years old that are out on CDs now. But on this show, all we do is play records. And for those of you who doubt it, see, listen, hear that? That's the sound of my finger on the needle. Remember you used to do that? Back in the olden days, you get a big ball of dust on the needle on your record player from playing dusty records. You'd have to clean that dust off, you know. So, yeah, we're playing actual records like this one from Marion Lush and the Musical Stars. You know, I'm just going to put this on here and you can actually hear me put the needle on the record. Isn't that a song? Some modern kid thing, put the needle on the record. Doesn't that sound... I have no idea what I'm talking about. But here's Marion Lush. Let's do this here. Find the groove. Here we go. An actual record playing. Here's the Polish Annie Polka.
Watch it, panna, watch it, anna, tak watch it, dla mnie, tak watch it, dla mnie, tak watch it, dla mnie. Watch it, panna, watch it, anna, tak watch it, dla mnie, tak watch it, dla mnie.
It's Marion Lush and the Musical Stars here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, spinning all these fine old-time records for you here on the show. And I want to remind you, too, that you can always get in touch with the Oompa Hour via email. It's pretty easy. It's just oompahour@mail.com. Yes, it's just mail.com. Oompa Hour, all one word, all little letters. Just Oompa with two oohs, OOMPAHHOUR. At mail.com. Love to get your letters. If you have a request or question about a song or whatever, hey, just drop us a line for Pete's sake. And don't forget, we're on Facebook, too. And it's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll get you to the Facebook page. Now, here's one of those groups that I am always uncertain how to pronounce the name. And the trouble is, you know, I think it's a German name. I've seen it spelled different ways and pronounced different ways, similar names, so I never know. I want to say the Froelich Sisters, and I don't think that's right. It's F-R-O-E-L-K-E. It could also be Froelich Sisters or Froelich Sisters or Froelke sisters. So if anybody knows, you know, feel free to send us an email and straighten us out, because I'm not really sure. But it's one of those anyway, and they're doing the Don't Cry Johnny Polka. The Don't Cry Johnny Polka there, and I don't think they need to have me mispronouncing their name again, so we'll just, wonderful sisters there with that number for us. I need to figure out how to pronounce some of these. I knew 40 years ago, I don't remember anymore, you know? Now, one of my favorite records ever since I was a little tiny kid was a song called I've Got a Wife. When I was a little kid, I had it by a group called the Mark Four. And they kind of did it more like almost a rock and roll record than a polka, but it's still, I think we played it on the show like a year or more ago. And I had totally forgot that Frank Yankovic did it with his Yanks as well. And it's another great version of this song. And honey, I do not refer to you in every way when I say I like this song. Frank Yank and his Yanks, and I've Got a Wife here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Slam the door,
fix the socket, fry the dishes. Can't you do a single chore?
Hang the picture, set the table. Don't drop ashes on the floor.
Heat the bottle, change the baby. Not me anymore.
He don't love her anymore. There he goes, right out the door. He'll be back about half past ten, and then she'll start crying.
Thank you.
doctor, pick the toys up from the floor.
Take the lamp cord, make some coffee, burn the garbage, hide the door.
Get the kids and call my mother. Yuck!
He don't love her anymore. There he goes right out the door. He'll be back about half past ten, and then she'll start right in again. Oh, I've got a wife at home. I've got a wife at home. I've got a wife, she's the apple of my life.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, and I've Got a Wife here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records. I have Hank Thunander on the way with the Riverboat Polka. I did learn something today. I learned something at lunchtime today, and what I've learned is that peanut butter and Band-Aids do not make good friends. They do not go together well. And see, what happened is, earlier this morning, I was working on something, and I stabbed my pocket knife into the tip of my thumb, okay? I mean, I didn't, like, slice it open or anything like that, but it just, the point went in and went pow, and it hurt, and it went in far, you know? You could feel that it was more than just a cursory slip, you know? And it was my own fault, because I was violating the Boy Scout rules of pocket knife safety. But anyway, and it's one of those, wow, that really hurt, and you look at it, and it's not bleeding or anything, and I don't want to gross you out. But, like, 10 seconds later, it is. And I'm like, wow, this is not good. And I was doing things, and I had to, you know, tend to it. Fortunately, I had at hand some SpongeBob SquarePants glow-in-the-dark Band-Aids handy. And I put one on, and it solved the temporary problem. And I left the Band-Aid on. And in fact, it's still on. And then at lunch, I had English muffins slathered in a large quantity of peanut butter, which got all hot and melty. And you know, when your thumb, you hold a English muffin between your thumb and your pointer finger, and the Band-Aid's kind of slippery, and the peanut butter's all drippy and oozy, and it got inside my Band-Aid. So now I have a glow-in-the-dark SpongeBob SquarePants Band-Aid on, and it's saturated in melted peanut butter. And I think it may be time to just take the Band-Aid off. I'm sure I don't need it anymore, but you know how that is. You have an owie and you like to just leave the Band-Aid on because it kind of protects you against bumping into things. So maybe during this Hank Thunander record here, I'll take the Band-Aid off and get rid of the peanut butter smell that's following me around. It's ridiculous, I know. Here's Hank Thunander in the Riverboat Polka. Thank you. loved Hank Thunander records. There's the Riverboat Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. See, this is a fine accordionist. Is that what you are? An accordionist. Sounds classier than just being an accordion player, I think. Anyway, Hank Thunander here on the Oompa Hour. Need to mention the World of Accordions Museum, of course, at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, and encourage you to stop by if you find yourself in the area. Maybe you're right over there by Superior and you're listening to the show. And it's just a hop, skip, and a jump, and you've been there 63 times. You sat on the yard and ate popsicles. I don't know, but if you haven't been there, you should, especially if you're a fan of old-time music and accordions and concertinas and the history thereof and the heritage of the music, because that is what you find at the Harrington Arts Center in the World of Accordions Museum. Over 1,400 museums, accordions and concertinas on display, vast collection of advertising, memorabilia, music, historical documents, all sorts of just amazing things. The world's only accordion and concertina certified repaired technician school, for Pete's sake. Check it out. You can look them up online at accordionworld.org. They're right on Belknap Street in Superior. And if you forget that link and you find yourself at the Oompa Hour Facebook page or webpage, we have a link to the World of Accordions Museum there as well. But check them out because it's pretty amazing. All right. Now, this record, I'm not sure. Yeah, I guess you classify this as an old-time record, but certainly not a polka. I don't think it's a waltz, but it's an old-time record. It's the Shimoleski Brothers, different than the Shimoleski Fun Time, still the same family, but they kind of morphed into various variations over the years. But I've always just liked them doing this song for some reason. Here's the Shimoleski Brothers, and pretend you're in Hawaii now, and Tiny Bubbles on Tim's Oompa Hour. I see you dancing already.
Tiny bubbles in the wine make me happy, make me feel fine. Feeling that I'm gonna love you
See, as for the slower dancers that didn't want to waltz this week, I've always liked that record. Shimaleski Brothers there, Tiny Bubbles, here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, spinning all these old-time records for you like we do every week. We're glad to have you along once again. I think it's about time we had another Myron Florin record. It's been a few weeks. He plays the accordion. We play polka records here. What better song than the accordion polka? Myron Florin with the accordion polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records. What we're doing here, just trying to see how many we get into the show today. And by the way, I did, during the previous record, I did get my Band-Aid off. And yeah, there's a little owie in there. And it does kind of hurt when you touch it. I should have kept the Band-Aid on, but I get the peanut butter out of there. It was ridiculous. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's what happens when you don't listen to the entire show. You get lost. I'm telling you, you got to stay with us from the beginning of the show, all right? The Polka Sharps are up next, and the My Polish Girlfriend.
I've got a Polish girlfriend. She looks a lot like you. She's kind of nice, pretty dark eyes. I love her and she loves me too. I want to call her sweetheart. She wants to take my name. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. Girlfriend, she looks a lot like you. She's kind of nice, pretty dark eyes. I love her and she loves me too. I want to call her sweetheart. She wants to take my name. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same.
go, Polka Sharps and My Polish Girlfriend here on Tim's Oompa Hour. I love a record where it sounds like the band is having a blast playing the song. And that certainly was one of those, all right? The Little Lulu Rhinelander on the way next. Hi, you remember those Little Lulu comic books? You remember the Little Lulu cartoon show used to be on TV? Yes, I remember those. Anyway, Little Lulu Rhinelander, it's Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra. That is the Little Lulu Rhinelander here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Walt Jaworski there and his TV orchestra. Do you remember the cartoons? Little Lulu and her friend, his name was Tubby. And you couldn't do that today because that would be politically incorrect to call a kid Tubby on TV. But, you know, I think here in the archive of stuff that I have the theme song from Little Lulu.
On your skin, always in and out of trouble, but mostly always in. Using dad's necktie for the tail of your kite. Using mom's lipstick for the letters you write. Little Lulu, there's no one quite as smart. Doesn't matter what you're doing, you're doing it with your heart. Shiny curls and dancing, there's a sparkle in your eye. When can we look forward to your next surprise? What a surprise! Oh, the clock's at 7:30, it's really after 10. Looks like Lulu's been repairing it again. Though you're wild, why? You know it's true, Lulu. And you're very hard to tame. Little Lulu, we love you just the same, the same. Little Lulu, we love you, Lulu, just the same.
Yes, there's one of the versions, anyway, of the Little Lulu jingle. There was more than one, I think, but that's one of them, and I was just reminded of that because we played the Little Lulu Rhinelander, and I have one of those songs, just one of these standard songs that you all know, and we just have to play it. I have the Deutschmeisters. It's the EIO Polka.
Thank you.
Yes, Deutschmeister's doing the EIO polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. You can admit it. You were singing with, weren't you? Uh-huh, totally. I know you were. All right. Another one of those classics now. I haven't played this one for a long, long time. On Lane Records out of Minneapolis, the Chesney Brothers Orchestra. And if you grew up in Minneapolis, you knew there were different parts of Minneapolis. And most of the great polka music came out of Northeast Minneapolis, which those of us who were there, we called it Northeast. It was a D in there, Northeast Minneapolis. And a lot of great bars and clubs and halls and stuff, a lot of great music going on in them. And here's the Chesney Brothers. It is the Northeast Polka. Northeast Polka, Chesney Brothers Orchestra, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We are just sailing through the show today. I don't know where all this time is going here. Look at that. The old clock on the wall says a couple of more records maybe in the show today. I have Dick Rogers and his orchestra featuring Dick Metko on accordion and Dick Rogers himself on the concertina and the Dancing Fingers Polka. Thank you. there you go, Dick Rogers and his orchestra there, along with Dick Metko on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. That was the Dancing Fingers Polka. I'm going to sneak in one more tune here, but before we do that, we have to sneak in this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's wrap up the Oompa Hour this week with Johnny Vadnall and his orchestra and the Hot Cinders Polka. Johnny Vadnall and his orchestra, they're going to wrap it up for another show, and I realize that we kind of passed off the Tiny Bubbles by the Shemileski Brothers as our waltz this show, and it wasn't really a waltz, actually, but you know what? That's the way it goes this week. It was a slow song. You could dance slow to it, even if it wasn't a waltz. I promise I'll get one in next week, all right? Because maybe I'll play two waltzes. Now I feel terrible about it. All the waltz fans out there are going to be protesting. I can see it now.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications,
musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced every week at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back to do it all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!